One important advantage of using the pavilion to treat sick and wounded Indian troops was the political role this former palace could play, both in Britain and particularly back in India. Shortly before the hospital opened, Turkey had entered the war as an ally of Germany. This presented a new threat to the Suez Canal and to British rule in India. It was therefore more important than ever for Britain to ensure continued Indian loyalty to the British Empire. Britain had learned many lessons from the Indian Mutiny of 1857, when a series of uprisings sparked by religious insensitivity had almost ended British colonial rule in India. The British now recognised that their continued presence in India depended on understanding and respecting the religious and cultural needs of the Indian people. The Indian hospital reflected this awareness, thereby ensuring that an important message was sent back to India. Kevin Bacon explains.
What the British were really trying to do with the Pavilion Hospital in particular was really promote it as a sign of British benevolence. And this is really benevolence that is in many ways expressed through the care given to the religious and cultural needs of the Indian patients here. And this is recognition of a political situation in which British rule in India is under intense threat, because it's a time when Britain not only needs Indian troops to support its efforts on the Western Front, but it also has no army that it can deploy to try to keep India under its own control. So the pavilion is part of a media spectacle, in a sense, which is there to demonstrate how well cared for the Indian patients were in Brighton.